Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Don Jackson Blattner joins us now, author and registered dietitian and nutritionist. DonJacksonBlattner.com is her website. Don, thank you for joining us as always.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. I love to spread the good word of nutrition.
What's on your business card? Something like that?
Oh, you know what? I use my Instagram these days as my business card. So people are like, you know, where's your business card? I'm like, hey, follow me on Instagram. That's what I do these days.
Okay, but then don't you have a little auto signature and it says something like spreading the word of good nutrition? What's your little slogan at the bottom of your correspondence?
It should be. Maybe I need to change it. Mine probably right now is, I do a lot of like, wow, words of wisdom with nutrition. You know, wow.
Words of wisdom with nutrition. Okay, good. I like that. That's what you do for us. You can follow her on Instagram, DJ Blattner. She's written books. She was the nutritionist for the Cubs for how many years, Don?
10. A decade of my life, baby.
You make it sound like prison, like a sentence.
So you know what? It was good times. Actually, I was at a Cubs game last night.
How'd they do? They won, didn't they?
Yeah, they won. And you know what? Of course, I was there and I had a hot dog, FYI.
I was going to ask. Well, I'm glad to hear that because I'm thinking about Memorial Day weekend. And I was hopeful that you could give us some things that would be really good and fun to eat, but that we would be glad that we ate as well. And a hot dog doesn't get that box checked. Spare ribs doesn't get that box checked. What advice do you have for us, Don?
All right. Well, I mean, Memorial Day is like the kickoff to grilling season. So most of the time when people are thinking about Memorial Day, they're thinking about, what can I put on the grill? And so I would say the first thing, although, you know, having a hot dog at a baseball game, I feel like you have to do it. It's so, you know, quintessential, fabulous. You know, when it's coming to the barbecue and you're doing it regularly, even beyond Memorial Day, is trying to skip more of the sausages and skip more of the hot dogs, going for more, you know, fresh meats. And so, for example, that would be chicken breast or skinless chicken legs. And you can have fun with it. You can put barbecue sauce on there, give a pesto on there. You can put even a little hot honey. I mean, that's a super trend right now. It's like hot honey chicken breast on the grill. That would be really a great move as opposed to, you know, the more processed meats. But you could also do things like a salmon burger. You know, a lot of people don't like salmon, but they love a salmon burger. So that's like a really good lean in to like burger time.
How are you? How are you for turkey burgers?
Yeah, a lean turkey burger or chicken burger. So just because something says turkey or chicken burger doesn't mean necessarily it's lean, that it could still have all of the skin and fatty parts in there. So you're still looking for the word lean. I mean, bottom line, you could also have a lean beef burger if you wanted, or really all the rage. This is like the hottest thing in restaurants and, I mean, home kitchens too, are blended burgers. And this is where you do lean beef and chopped up mushrooms. And so you're still getting the beef that you want, but it is a little bit cut with, you know, mushrooms. Still meaty texture, still very good.
Well, the blended burgers that I'm seeing, and I've noticed that, they are a very hot menu item these days. But the blend would be with brisket and bacon and ground beef and fat. It's I guess I need to think of blending it with healthier choices, huh?
Yeah, well, the mushrooms are like the classic move because they have such a plant-based meaty texture. But all of those things would be great, you know, still having a lot of fun on the, you know, grill, like you're still grilling things. It's more of the fresh meats. And if you have vegetarians or vegans coming to your party, of course, you could do veggie burgers or actually you can lean into tofu and make tofu kebabs with barbecue sauce or teriyaki sauce and so that everybody has something on the grill. But I would be remiss if I did not ask everybody to please on your grill along with your meats, grill vegetables. Please grill vegetables. Please grill vegetables. This is where your nutrition can come in without necessarily swapping anything out. It's called positive nutrition. What could I add into this barbecue to make it healthier? And that's where the vegetables come in. So whether that's, you know, red peppers, orange peppers, yellow peppers, green peppers, the summer squash like zucchini or the yellow squash or red onions or asparagus or green beans or pea pods, anything that you can put on their grill that is a vegetable, that is a wonderful step to a healthier Memorial Day barbecue, for sure.
Do you have one of those trays that you put on the grill? Because otherwise they fall through the grate. How do you prepare them on the grill?
Yeah, depending on how you're doing it. So, like, if you have, say you're a kebab person, because you can make some very pretty, like, rainbow-esque kebabs. You can put those right on the grill. But if you're having more of, like, the pea pod world or, you know, smaller cuts of vegetables, you can, yes, put them on one of the grill trays so that they're not falling through your grates. But I'll tell you, I mean, a lot of these you can cut into planks. I just had the other day, I was at a friend's house, and she had an extra bag of those little baby peppers around. And she's like, let's put these on the grill. And, I mean, that was just, it was so great and easy to do. So, you know, don't forget the vegetables there. And then, of course, you know, when you're at barbecues for Memorial Day, this is a big time for thinking about sides, you know. And you can't forget, some of the natural foods can be great sides, like corn on the cob or white potatoes or sweet potatoes. Those are all very delicious foods. Like, you know, I love pesto on corn on the cob, and I like that it's sort of like a butter swap. It's very high in flavor.
Pesto.
And when it comes
on corn on the cob.
Yeah.
Pesto sauce.
Yeah. It's really delicious. You know, it's basil, so it really tastes like summertime, you know. But like potatoes, you know, even if you were to do grilled potatoes and chop them up and just have olive oil and herbs and make like an olive oil herb potato salad, or sweet potatoes that you have in wedges that are on the grill and are more like, you know, sort of like fries, you know, the wedges. All of these things are, you know, foods that don't have a lot of ingredients. They don't take a recipe, and you can just pop them on the grill along with what you're already planning on grilling.
I think you're going down a road that I'm going to ask you to just a little bit more in a minute. And that is, what are some swaps? So if I'm doing that, maybe I'm not doing fries or creamy potato salad. So give me some more sides. Tell me what I can swap out for some of the favorites. 312-981-7200 is the number also for Dawn if you've got questions. Hey, Dawn, before we go to the subs, can I just ask you some like lightning round questions?
Oh, sounds good. Yes.
Costco's got great frozen salmon burgers to put on the grill. Do you like the frozen salmon burgers at grocery stores?
Yes, I think that's a great move. And bottom line is, we just don't eat enough fish. So that is a wonderful way to get more fish in your diet for a barbecue and beyond. And there was a question earlier about that canned fish question.
Yep.
So listen, there's varying degrees of processing, right? So it's like, yes, the canned fish has been processed to be in a can, but that is not ultra processed like a hot dog or a sausage. So those are considered ultra processed foods. And so even though canned tuna or canned salmon in a can has been processed, it's lightly processed and it's a great option.
Dawn said, eat more protein. How much protein should a woman of the 50s eat? Somebody in their 50s.
All right. So here's the rule of thumb. It's about double what the recommendation is. When you look at sort of all the charts out there, that's just enough to barely make your minimum. So the rule of thumb is taking your body weight times 0.7, and whatever that number is how many grams of protein per day. On average, you don't have to count it up. You don't have to be obsessive about this. You can have a little bit less some days. You can have a little bit more some days, but your body weight in pounds times 0.7 will get you in the general range of where you should be.
Grams of protein per day. When we eat the dried version of apricots and peaches and nectarines, have they lost some of the nutrition in being dried, or do they gain nutrition, dried fruits?
Okay, so dried fruits oftentimes will lose some of their vitamin C because it's the drying process, but they're still nutritious. The only thing to be aware of is when you remove water, so you're taking all the water out of the fruit and you're dehydrating it, you can eat a ton of them and it adds up to a lot of calories. So maybe I could eat two peaches that are fresh, but I could probably eat six dried peaches. So the opportunity to overdo it with dried fruit is pretty high. So use it sparingly, and when you can, go for the fresh version so that you get all the nutrition and all the hydration that it offers.
I have questions here about the hulls of peas and the shells and husks of peanuts. Should Is there nutritional value in the natural packaging around those nuts and vegetables?
Usually there's going to be fiber in there, but most of the time, even if you're discarding them, like in your compost pile, you're still going to get plenty of nutrition not eating them. So if it's not something that you enjoy eating, believe me, there are plenty of other places to get fiber grams.
And one more along these lines, does the crust of bread contain more nutrition than the rest of the bread?
Huh, not necessarily, no. That would not be, that's an interesting thought, but it isn't. And the most important thing with breads, and I know we talk about this all the time, choosing whole grain or even sprouted whole grain versions, and then the next best version is the sourdough. And then at the very, very end is like your plain white bread.
So my hamburger bun should be a wheat bun?
Oh, baby, yes. Listen, it should say on the ingredient list of your buns, it should say 100% whole grain, or you can even find sometimes sprouted grain, whole grain buns. And the sprouting, for a lot of people, it may be easier on digestion. It may give a little bit more minerals and protein.
Right.
So if you can, at your regular store, they are starting to pop up where you see the word whole grain and sprouted.
Sprouted. But even whole grain, it seems like the buns are all white. And then sometimes they're wheat with sesame seeds or something on the top. But I don't see whole grain on hamburger and hot dog buns so much. Maybe I'm not looking hard enough.
They are out there. They are out there. You have to look. And sometimes, depending on your grocery store, because they aren't purchased that often, they may be in the frozen section because people aren't buying them, so they want to make, and they have no preservative. So they may actually be freezing them to help you find them, navigate over there. But yeah, it's one of our number one issues in America is the quality of the grains we eat. We eat so much refined white flour, it is absolutely out of control that going with these whole grain versions is really the option. It's not about no carb, it's about quality carb.
Okay, Dawn, 8 simple super swap ideas for your next burger. Let's go through these quickly, but go.
I'm going off script just to let you know. Okay. All right, I like kale chips for people who love chips at a barbecue, still have them, but consider offering kale chips as well. I love guacamole and chips, still offer that, but also consider adding pepper scoops, which is just basically taking those mini peppers, cutting them in half and scooping them, or jicama. Jicama is an awesome vegetable that I tell you what, it tastes so, so good with guacamole. So pepper scoops and jicama is a great swap for chips, but you can have regular chips too. Potato salad instead of like mayonnaise base, we talked about that, doing an olive oil and herb base like dill, chives, garlic, parsley. Instead of the mayonnaise-y coleslaw, consider a crunchy cabbage salad. I have a good recipe on my website that I love every summer. It's so good. How about also watermelon sticks? There's a way to cut watermelon that's not in your traditional like triangle, and you cut it into sticks. And it is the most fun thing. I got to say, put that as a side dish too. It's something that you're making. And then my final thought is caprese skewers. So, you know, they sell tomatoes, those grape tomatoes, in so many different colors. You could pop those on a skewer along with a little ball of fresh mozzarella, some basil, maybe an olive. And it is just such a great way to get extra, you know, tomatoes and color on your plate on the side of what you're already eating.
This person says, hey, here's an alternative potato salad. Diced potatoes, onions, celery, tomatoes, diced garlic, dressed with oil, oregano, salt, pepper, fresh basil, delicious. Really, all of those things are usually in a potato salad, or often are. It's the stuff you put on the potato salad that you're mixing it with, right?
Yes, exactly. So instead of doing heavy mayonnaise, it's doing olive oil so that you're getting, you know, more of those good fats. Or you could even do a split. You can do a little of the mayonnaise that you may love and balance it out with some actual olive oil. So yeah, I think that's a great recipe. That is a great idea of like the olive oil herb-based potato salad.
What does Dawn think about the frozen veggie tots like cauliflower and zucchini tots?
Okay, so they don't count as a vegetable. They don't count as like, you know, hey, look at, I just ate a big plate of vegetables. Because even though you're baking them, they actually are fried first when they are put into the bag. So even though you think in your mind, oh, these are baked, they actually were fried and you're baking them. So it is a great swap if you want a little bit more nutrition in your tater tot, but don't count them as, you know, a vegetable serving. But they're good.
Iberio Serrano ham. What can we eat with it to make it more healthy?
See, I love that. That's a positive nutrition message. It's saying, okay, I really want to lean into an ultra-processed food like ham. And so guess what? You can round that out. Instead of putting it on white bread, you put it on 100% whole grain bread. Instead of having it just with a slice of cheese, pile it with vegetables, a ton of vegetables. Or even having it in a wrap where you can have a 100% whole grain wrap and you can put tons of vegetables like shredded carrots and peppers and kale and spinach, everything. So then you're eating a lot of, almost a salad, along with your ham. I think that's a great move. And instead of mayonnaise, if that's something you like on sandwiches, smashed up avocado is delicious. And so that would be another way to get good fats and a lot of fiber.
Keto, whole wheat, and low-carb breads are popular. Are they healthy?
Oftentimes, the ingredient list is a lot of ultra-processed foods. So in my book, they don't carry this health label because they aren't actually giving you nutrition. I'd much rather us follow the Mediterranean-style diet where there's actual whole grains in our diet. We don't take all of our grains out, but we're doing it in a more responsible way. So it's not, we're not eating 16 pieces of whole grain bread in a day, but we have a couple. So anyway, I'm a big fan of using real whole grains in our bread.
Well, I thought the keto thing was popular for good reasons. I don't remember if that was low cholesterol or weight loss, but you're not a fan of these keto breads?
So I'm a big fan of reading ingredient labels. So if you pick up the bread and you see things like, you know, words like starchy things that you don't understand, or it's like a bunch of chemicals that have made that bread, then I say, wait a second, this isn't actually a food. I want people to be well nourished. So I'd rather them do 100% whole grain. Now, here's the deal. Some people love keto, which is a very high fat diet, moderate protein, not high protein, and very low carb. And some people love that and they think it's great. But for many people, that is a hard plan to follow. So, you know, you got to find your own style. But one of the benefits of doing something like keto is it's very low in ultra processed food. You are eating a lot of real wholesome foods, fruit, not really fruits, but vegetables and tons of like fresh meats and avocado and nuts. So at the end of the day, you know, if you're eating more real foods, that's a very good thing.
I'm looking at your best burger sides, pictures in the description of them, the jicama triangles, the romaine wedge salad. Griffin and I were at a place the other night, the Walcott Tap, and they had like chopped chicken with seasoning on it. And then instead of on a bun or whatever, it was in a lettuce wrap, and you just made a little wrap out of it. And that was so good. And that would be this kind of food product I would normally eat on a bun, but this time it was in a rolled up piece of lettuce that I made at the table. I thought that was awesome, Don.
Oh my gosh, I love that you are preaching a lettuce wrap like now. This is amazing. It's a great way to get vegetables, but it also is like you're saying, it sounds like it could be diety, but it's so refreshing.
Yes, that
and
was it.
And it actually tastes great that it's like, wait a second, I think I'm on board with this. So I'm on board with that. Great idea.
All of these ideas are at Don Jackson Blattner, BLATNER.com. You can follow her on Instagram at DJ Blattner. And thanks to all of you who are sending in notes saying that when Don talks, we feel better. And some of you are saying, give the lady a show. So I'm not in charge of any of that, but Don, thanks for joining us on this one.
Thank you. Happy Memorial Day weekend and talk soon.